It is Meet the Senior Colonels here on KORN. Mitchell Volleyball, Macy Allheiser joins us. Macy, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Getting ready for your senior season. How long have you been playing volleyball here in Mitchell, and what positions are you going to play this year?
I have played since fifth grade, but this year I decided to just be a manager and give opportunities to younger players.
Kind of what was that transition like, that decision? You played a while, but now you're going to be on the bench and hyping up the crowd in the bench.
Yeah, it was a hard decision to switch to that, but ultimately I just felt like I needed to take a little bit of a break.
There you go. Any other sports or activities that you have been involved in, or anything else you're going to be doing this year as a senior?
Well, I'm in marching band during the fall too, so I have to balance volleyball and marching band during the fall, and just some other activities like wrestling stats in the winters.
What got you interested in volleyball? Playing it at a young age and something that you really enjoyed, hopefully, what got you involved?
I think I had a lot of friends that were just kind of going out for it, and I decided, well, why not try it? And then after that, I just kind of loved it, so I stayed doing it.
Memorable moments for you, whether it's a play that you remember you were involved in or maybe a great team win, any memorable moments? You go back to middle school, anything stick out?
Nothing during games that I just remember off the top of my head, but there's a lot of moments in practice where we just have a lot of laughs during those.
Favorite place to play other than home? Any other gym? Maybe you like the crowd. Maybe you like the rivalry. Any gym you look forward to going to this year?
I like going to Huron a lot. That one's fun.
They always bring some students. Student section's pretty loud.
Yes, it is.
How would you compare the Mitchell, kind of, you know, smaller gym, very loud, they pack it in tight. It's very loud. You go to other places, bigger gyms, but maybe not as loud. Does that make a difference on the court?
It does. I kind of like our gym more because you can kind of hear everyone talking, but it's really hot in our gym, so that doesn't help us very well.
Mm-hmm. You're the last class that gets to stay in this gym. Next year, we get the new high school, the new gym. Is it kind of the best of both worlds? You get to be the last class, but then you maybe don't get to enjoy the new things. But how do you kind of view this season with one more year at the old high school?
It's definitely going to be hot, but I feel like we're used to it, so it'll be fine for us.
Macy Allheiser joins us here. Meet the Senior Colonels Volleyball. Favorite pregame, postgame meal?
Oh.
Parents do a great job. Anything you look forward to every year? Anything that was your favorite?
They make some just good sandwiches and desserts after the games.
Anywhere that the team likes to go to when they're on a road trip? You're in Sioux Falls or maybe out west, any place that the team likes to go?
Chick-fil-A is always a good place.
That's very popular when you head to Sioux Falls. What's one app on your phone you would never delete? You use a lot. Say, I'm never going to delete this.
Probably Snapchat.
Snapchat. Describe your coaches in one sentence, whether it's Coach Thill or the other assistant coaches. How would you describe them? We can skip that one, too.
It's hard to think of.
There we go. I'll skip that one. Future plans after high school. Do you know where you want to go, what you want to study?
I'm not sure, but I've been on a lot of visits to a lot of different colleges, and I'm not sure what I'm really leaning towards right now, but I'm excited to see what's ahead.
In-state, out-of-state, you're leaning one way or the other, staying in-state?
Definitely in-state. I can't be that far from my family.
All right. Looking at your teammates, who's your funniest teammates, making everybody laugh?
Oh, Lauren Van Overshield, she's a good one.
Who's your loudest teammates?
Kenna Solik.
All right.
Would be a very loud teammate.
Does she have to be in that back line yelling stuff, and she may be loud in other aspects, but definitely
just
that way too?
She's just always loud.
All the time. Doesn't matter. Who's your smartest teammate?
Oh, Ava Brannon.
Ava Brannon, alrighty. Hardest worker?
All of them. They all work really hard.
Most likely to be late for a team meeting or practice or the bus? Who's likely to be the last one?
No, maybe Audrey.
There we go. Macy Allheiser joining us. Macy, thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you.